And then Keelan, let's see. Next individual, please, is D. White.
Number 28, request of D. White to address council regarding the Water Bureau continues to drown us in debt, half-truths, and treatment controversy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, my name is, Hello, my name is D. White. Portland Water Bureau continues to drown us in debt, in half-truths, and in water treatment controversy. As of today, the Water Bureau is over $690 million in debt. The interest on this debt this year alone will cost ratepayers $60 million. You've already spent or committed to spending two-thirds of this debt, primarily to pay for three infrastructure projects approved under the false pretense of complying with an archaic EPA rule. First, there's the cracked Powell Butte Reservoir. This fatally flawed project costs three times more than a similarly sized tank built in Seattle. Second, there's Kelly Butte, a storage tank not needed to meet a declining demand. Neighboring cities have left or are committed to leaving Portland water by 2026. Third, the tragic Washington Park Historic Reservoir's demolition, where costs tripled when geotechnical issues surfaced in a report that was released after the city voted to proceed. And now today, when we have a serious affordable housing and living crisis, the Water Bureau is feasting their eyes on building a top-of-the-line filtration plant. The Water Bureau's health benefit defense is wildly inconsistent, confusing the public. Both the water commissioners and public health experts agree we have no human health problem in our protected Bull Run watershed. Even the Water Bureau says customers do not need to take any additional precautions. The council and the public just learned the cost of this mega filtration plant has now doubled because pipes were omitted. The Cascade Policy Institute says these are not accidents or mistakes. This is intentional malfeasance by the bureaucracy. Why would you trust the Portland Water Bureau after their deception and 300% cost escalation at Washington Park? Why would you allow them to come back and say, oh, now this filtration plant could cost up to $1.2 billion, over double the estimate you approved and are advancing now? On behalf of the exponentially growing number of concerned citizens, including the Bull Run Water Guardians, I am requesting that you go back and convene an independent panel to look at going back to the UV option, like the majority of other unfiltered water systems are using today. Seattle built a UV and ozone treatment for 1/8 of the cost of this trophy filtration plant. Ratepayers deserve a renewed consideration of UV and ozone treatment alternative and not the most expensive filtration alternative.
Thank you for coming in. Next individual, please.